With economic turmoil across the Atlantic, the president heads west.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, does the head of UPS have any ideas to save the U.S. Postal Service? We'll ask him. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 199 points right now, about 1.7% at 12,093. NASDAQ up 1%. The S&P 500 up 1.4%. This morning, the Italian Senate passed a package of economic reforms that are being demanded by the European Union. The lower house of the Italian parliament is expected to follow suit by tomorrow, at which point Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi says he will resign. Now let's get to the economic action happening across the other ocean, the Pacific. President Obama is heading to Hawaii today to host a summit of the 21 Asian economies that make up the group known as APEC. They're going to be talking about a lot of things, including the possibility of a big 21-nation Pacific free trade deal. For more, let's bring in Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, who, unfortunately for him, joins us now live, not from Hawaii, but Connecticut. It's a nice place to be, though, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what about this idea of a free trade deal with the Japanese saying this morning they'll consider it? Nine nations are on board. Is that a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. It's going to be a really tough sell because the Asian economies have, many of them have enormous trade barriers, but it's something that seems to be working. And I know Korean companies, for example, were so excited about the free trade deal we just signed with South Korea that they've been gearing up for years, ready to start producing goods. It's a good idea for the U.S. too, because it diversifies us away from China into the rest of Asia, which is a plus.
Well, let's talk about China, because President Obama is going to be talking with the Chinese president tomorrow. What would you tell him to what is the message the president should bring at this point?
Well, I think one of the most important ones is to remind the Chinese gently that they need us at least as much as we need them. In particular, with Europe doing what Europe's doing at the moment, China is about to lose quite a bit of business in one of its most important markets. So what better time to refocus on the trade relationship with the United States and improve it?
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. By Constant Contact, in support of Small Business Saturday and small businesses every day of the week. Learn more at constantcontact.com/Saturday. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com.
Well, today is Veterans Day, which means, among other things, the post office is closed. Its competitors, FedEx and UPS, are open. Now, you can't really blame the Postal Service. It's expected to announce next week, that it lost $10 billion this year. Congress is trying to figure out what to do. We're going to get thoughts on that and more now from Scott Davis. He is the CEO of UPS, and he joins us from Atlanta. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, I want to first ask you about the U.S. Postal Service, the financially troubled U.S. Postal Service. Should it be saved?
Well, I think certainly we have a need for the U.S. Postal Service in this country. They have plenty of challenges today, as we all know. But you know, our relationship with the Postal Service is unusual. We're both a competitor, as you know, but we're also a customer and a vendor. In some areas where the population is not too dense, we will use them for that last mile delivery. And at the same time, we do fly some of their packages around the country. We're customers of each other, as well as being competitors.
Well, what do you think can be done with them? I mean, is there a solution to this other than just getting rid of service all over the place, raising prices?
One of the challenges, frankly, that they have is the universal service and the cost to deliver letters in places like South Dakota and Alaska are far more than the 44-cent stamp. You know, some of those letters may cost you $50 to deliver in Alaska, and they get paid 44 cents.
How's business for you right now at UPS?
It's solid right now. I think the economy, while not growing fast in the United States, is growing. It has stabilized some. I think over the last 4 to 6 weeks, Jeremy, we've seen improving economic signs both in manufacturing and in retail sales. As we head to our peak season, there's cautious optimism among our customers at this point in time.
Cautious optimism. I mean, we do look at companies like UPS and FedEx as bellwethers of the economy. But frankly, even as you guys have seen an uptick in shipping over the last couple of years, jobs really haven't been growing very rapidly in the U.S.
Well, no, that's been a problem. We're not growing the economy fast enough to reduce unemployment. I've been a pretty outspoken advocate on the need to grow exports out of this country. Today, only 1% of small and medium-sized enterprises export goods, and the fact is 95% of consumers are outside the U.S. So we have to do a better job growing exports if we're going to reduce unemployment.
What are people going to be shipping in 5 or 10 years? I mean, are letters even going to be shipped anymore, or is that all going to be electronic and it's just going to be stuff?
There'll still be some letters out there. I think if you asked this question, Jeremy, 10 years ago, we probably would have said, yeah, there's going to be a lot less, in 2011. The same thing goes as we look at 5 and 10 years ahead from now. You're going to see much less in the way of letters and documents being shipped because they'll be done more electronically. The beauty of our business, though, is we ship off a lot of packages. They're not digital.
So, not yet, anyway.
Not yet, anyway. So unless they come up with some new technology, we'll be shipping packages for the foreseeable future.
Scott Davis is the CEO of UPS. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Jeremy, it was great. Thank you.
And finally, to Sweden, where the transit authorities are grappling with a new kind of freeloader, pigeons. Apparently, a flock of clever and hungry pigeons are sneaking past the turnstiles, waiting for the subway train, boarding the train, and then getting off at the next stop, which just happens to be home to a mall with lots of food. Why they go home remains a mystery. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
You want to know why the European Union works such as it does? Think about France and Germany in World War II.
You have two countries that want to find some way to commit to each other that they're never going to go to war against each other again. What better way than to combine your coal and steel industries?
I'm Kai Rizdahl. The European debt crisis, how the past determines the now. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.